More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Several groups held May Day demonstrations in Baltimore, converging on McKeldin Square to wrap up the rallies. The city demonstrations include protests against Trump administration policies that have affected jobs, health care, immigrant rights, and protections for international students. Demonstrations took place across the state and in Frederick. Four people were arrested for assaulting police. Frederick police say there were several peaceful demonstrations, but one group began striking passing vehicles with umbrellas and escalating tensions. When officers tried to de-escalate the situation, they were assaulted and the suspects were arrested. Officers recovered fireworks, laser pointers, spray paint, and other items used to destroy property or interfere with police. And Vice President J.D. Vance will deliver the keynote address at the U.S. Naval Academy's graduation and commissioning ceremony on Friday, May 23rd at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-lap as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Royals in town for the first of three tonight. Dean Kramer takes the hill looking for his first quality start. Birds are 12-18, struggling to find their way as Kramer struggled to find the words after his last start against the Tigers.
Every night, box scores aren't going in our favor and tough to stay mentally engaged once things kind of start spiraling.
Wow, honesty. First pitch tonight, 7:05. Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale making news this morning, not for his soccer team, but for his potential political ambitions. Hale saying he's close to launching a campaign for governor to challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 election. This according to the Baltimore Banner. Hale said he thinks Moore is distracted by his national ambitions and isn't doing a good enough job creating jobs and boosting the economy. Coming up in 30 minutes, CBS Sports says the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
With winds out of the southwest, the high today should approach 87 with an occasional shower or thunderstorm. That'll also be the case during the evening. Partly cloudy overnight as the low drops down to 64. But a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms increasing tomorrow, the high of 86, and more rain Sunday with a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 74 degrees in Bel Air, 78 in Halethorpe, and 77 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're just joining us, gotta ask you, where the heck have you been? That's why I didn't forget today. Where the heck have you been? We had a great conversation talking about Kilmar, Armando, Arrego, Garcia. There we go. We were also talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he was making his rounds in New York City yesterday. He was on The View. He was on The Breakfast Club. And, of course, we're talking about how some of these jobs, corporations, all these people, they're leaving the state of Maryland. And as you heard there during the break, Ed Hale, I guess he's already said that he's thinking about running for that governor's spot. And I will say, I thought it was interesting because he said that he believes Governor Wes Moore is so focused on his national profile and possibly running for the Oval Office that he's not doing a good job. I think that's, you know, he's trying to be nice and thread the needle because, of course, you know, Governor Wes Moore's donors would most likely be also Ed Hale's donors. So he can't just bash him completely. I get that part. But he said something, and I thought, I don't know if I would have made that same comment, right? And this is to the Baltimore Banner, apparently. You can read it there. But I probably would have just said, you know what? He's not doing a good job. I feel like he was trying to make, like, excuses and trying to, like, soften the blow and be extremely polite. And I will say, Ed Hale, this is politics, all right? Even if you have the same donors, if you want to beat Governor Wes Moore in 2026, you're going to have to punch a little harder than that. That's that's not gonna make a dent at all. But of course, we'll continue to watch and see. Also, quick note there: John Myrick. Remember, he had the LG pick in Annapolis at the State House this week. He will join me on the show on Tuesday to talk more about his LG pick, why he chose Brenda Thieme, and then what they're looking to do here in the coming months. Obviously, John Myrick right now is the only GOP candidate that has announced. And like I said, he'll be with us on Tuesday. Also, I wanted to go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick because looks like I have somebody who wants to weigh in. Andrew and Bowie, you wanted to weigh in on Six Flags?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. You always have a good show.
Thank you.
You know what the problem is? It's the county property taxes.
Oh.
I live in Bowie. I live on it really realistically the south side of Bowie. I live about maybe 5 minutes away from there. They weren't making money in some respects, but I mean, it's a corporation, but that start eating up the tax base for openers, you start to lose people. And I think it was $25 a person for a ticket to get in. That's a bit steep, but on the other hand, you got a lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
But the property taxes overall have gotten ridiculous. I'll give you an example. Give you another example of just how bad things have gotten. Assessments have almost doubled here in this county, and it's a county problem because they were coming up short on money. And the case in point that sticks in my mind is the airport right there on 50 freeway. In essence, was a farmland. And it goes back to when I was a kid, and I learned how to fly there.
Okay.
Right, and it was once one of the original owners passed, they were seriously considering selling off the whole property because they weren't making money, and that was that, and it'd probably be more convenient just to sell the property, and it still got to go through a zoning hearing, and that's been waiting for about 2 or 3 years. At the same time, there's a lot of building within about 5 minutes southeast of the Six Flags.
Okay.
$750,000 homes there. You got to be kidding me. This is four-story townhomes. That's a little ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I saw those. Yep. Yep.
And it gets even worse on the other side of 50, north side of freeway. $1 million houses. I mean, the price, you know, overhead cost to be able to purchase that is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get your attention, I'm a senior, right? And a couple of years ago, there was a bill that was apparently signed by the county executive, and that was supposed to be senior property tax credit. Guess what? They reneged on it.
Oh, huh.
I'm even a little more flummoxed about the idea that, you know, why are we going to, you know, and you may have the same sentiment, why are we going to have basically an extension cord run through Maryland to run to Virginia for a data center? I got a good question. Okay. Why can't we have that data center here in Maryland?
Yeah, well, from my understanding, and I could be totally wrong on this, Andrew, I guess, you know, Virginia is the one that needs it. And they're the ones that worked out that deal. But, I mean, yeah, I don't hear a whole lot of people talking about it coming to Maryland. I don't know. Hopefully they don't do it at all, to be honest with you.
I agree. It just, you know, there are empty buildings along that 29 corridor, and there's some that have been empty for about 20, 30 years. Really nice-looking modern buildings, but I don't understand, you know, I mean, I can understand the economics behind it, but some things I don't understand. Well, what's the matter? We keep Marylanders in working.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, before you go, Andrew, let me ask you this question, because I'm somewhat familiar with the area. Those million-dollar homes or even those high-priced townhouses, I was under the impression that a lot of those were owned by, like, those federal workers that most likely were laid off. Do you think that's going to have an impact in that area?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I really think.
And what makes it bad is the assessments come out of Baltimore.
Yeah, this is going to be...
Every year, fortunately, my townhouse has been paid off, but the assessments just keep rolling on in, and it comes from the escrow accounts. Well, why are we paying more taxes on it when we already own the property?
Right. Well, meanwhile, Florida's trying to do away with it. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you sharing.
Okay, happy trails. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Also, I did make that prediction that Lockheed Martin would leave, and Tiffany in the county, she's like, no, Cam, a lot of those defense contractors are in this area because of the military bases and the Pentagon, so that's a little different than some of these other businesses. So, Tiffany, you could be right on that. I hope that you're right on that, and hopefully they don't leave. But I guess I just look at it. I mean, if you're looking at Virginia, you know, what would stop you from going to Virginia if you were Lockheed, right? Especially like just those, you know, the little facilities they have here in Maryland. I don't know. But I understand what you're saying. It's a lot cheaper to be here in Maryland than D.C., but I don't know if we could say the same as far as Virginia. Like Northern Virginia, yes, expensive for sure. For sure. But beyond that, I don't know. We'll have to continue to wait and see. I did want to just bring to you guys about this New York Post article that I saw. Of course, I reposted it yesterday because I said this is coming to Maryland if it hasn't gotten here already. And here's the title. $14 billion in income vanishes from New York City as 125,000 residents flee for Florida. 125,000 residents flee for Florida. All right. This is the story here. Let's see, you have more than 125,000 New Yorkers that have left for Florida in the past 5 years, and that is taking nearly $14 billion of income out of the entire area. About a third of those Big Apple residents, some 41,000, flocked to sunny Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Broward counties over the past 5 years. And this is data according to the Citizens Budget Commission. Now, apparently they're a nonpartisan firm, and they're like a fiscal watchdog firm out of New York. Now, escapes to those three counties alone between 2018 and 2022 resulted in approximately $10 billion reduction in New York City's adjusted gross income. I talk about this and I bring this up, and as you heard there, even from our friend from Bowie, This is definitely going to happen in Maryland because of the decisions that are being made in Annapolis. This is definitely going to happen. Many people have called the show, said that they're on their way out, whether they're going to Florida, whether they're going to South Carolina. I mean, you name it, they're ready to leave. And at this point, why would you stay? And I think Bruce Elliott brought this up during the morning drive tease, especially if you have a remote job. Why would you stay here? You would not. You would leave. And it's in my view, because, of course, when you talk to a Democrat about it, they're constantly blaming Trump for this issue that we have. But when you're looking at the credit rating for the state, right, that's gone down under Governor Westmore. You think about the surplus, it's no longer there because of Governor Westmore and friends. All of that that has happened in the past 3 or so years is because Democrats have decided that, you know, they're going to really focus on these pet projects and the special interest groups like the Sierra Club that we talked about with Glenn Gilhar when he was here this week. But that's what they're focusing on, right? The climate change initiatives, the Kerwin Commission slash blueprint, right? They're focused on that stuff. They're focused on the, what is it? They're still studying the red line. I can't remember how much is going into that, but it's millions of dollars. They're putting millions, they're going to put millions into this reparations commission. So they have all these little things that they're going to be doing that does not help we the people at all. And so, yes, you're going to see a lot of people leave. But again, that was just in the past 5 years. 125,000 residents? Now, I would say it's not even just, you know, the fact that they've got poor policies there. The crime and violence was really bad. I think it was worse under Bill de Blasio than it is Mayor Eric Adams. But then on top of it, you put on the illegal immigrants, right? There was one time I went to New York City, not this past time that I went for CNN, but before that, maybe about, I would say 6 months to a year ago, I get off the train there in New York, and you had illegal immigrants everywhere. This is before, I guess, they kind of cleaned it up a bit and put, you know, so many people in shelters and those hotels. They were everywhere when you came out of the train station. Like, you were walking over illegal immigrants and their children. You know, it was bad. It was bad. And I could imagine those that were living there, why would you stay in that situation, right? And then people getting robbed at gunpoint. You had all the things that were going on in the subway. Still to this day, lots of going on in the subway. It's a nightmare. But it's very similar to what you see here in Maryland. You know, the only difference is obviously, you know, that's a very dense area right there in New York City around the Empire State Building and such. But, you know, in Maryland, yeah, it's spread out just a bit. But you still have the carjackings all over. They've spread out crime as much as they could. Right? I'm putting this out here because I think it's on its way if it's not here already. And that is going to be our fate here if they don't make any changes. And I guess that's what Ed Hale was talking about with the Baltimore Banner. You know, it's just not working out. It really is not working out. All right, I did want to say, because I said I was going to address the elephant in the room as far as the DPW work culture. One, first and foremost, we are going to have the OIG, Isabel Cummings. She's going to be on the show next week. Yes, 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 yes. So we're going to talk to her more about it because obviously it was her office that has uncovered so much when it comes to how the sanitation workers were being paid and how they're not being paid much at all. When it comes to the working conditions, you had the DPW worker, I know Ronald Silver, he died on the job. I guess it was heat exhaustion. And then there was another gentleman that was caught between the truck and I think it was like a light pole. He was crushed. There was so much going on. And I could say even during the COVID pandemic, you had lots of DPW workers speaking out and talking about the fact that they didn't have the proper, whether it was gloves, mask, you name it, during the pandemic as they were, you know, picking up trash and whatever else they were doing, which was, you know, at that time, city council, I thought they were raising their eyebrows because you had Councilman Yitzhak Schleifer. He was getting on top of it then. Well, anyways, clearly things have not gotten better at DPW. Okay. And we'll talk to Isabel Cumming, the OIG, about that next week. I wanted to say that I haven't talked about it a ton because there is there's a part of me that wonders, because they're showing a lot of these DPW workers, and a lot of them have families, right? A lot of them have kids. They're doing interviews with their kids sitting right beside them, which I think is amazing. But I do believe a lot of these DPW workers, or the sanitation workers, I do believe that they're in this position, and they're begging for, you know, better working conditions, or they're begging for an increase in pay. because they didn't get the education that they needed. And a lot of them are lifelong Baltimoreans, right? In my view, I look at this and I say, if there was ever a time to have parents truly advocating for their kids in the Baltimore City school system, it would be right now. It would be right now. You would see these DPW workers at some of these school board meetings. You would see them protesting the CEO, Sonia Santelices, or even the mayor or the school board itself. And I have to wonder, yes, they work hard. They work a lot. But it makes me wonder, you know, what is it going to take? Because I do believe those sanitation workers, I do believe they're in this position because they were not given the education that they needed to go elsewhere, to climb that ladder, to be in other positions. And I think that we're seeing that again with this next generation. And so, yes, my heart goes out to everything that they're going through. Like I said, we'll talk to the OIG next week more about it. But at the same time, I would love to see those sanitation workers. I would love for them to stand up against the elected officials, against the school system, and everyone else that failed them along the way. And I would love to see it so that their children are not failed in the same way. So that is what I wanted to address. That's why I don't talk about it a whole lot, because there's a lot to peel back as far as the layers on this. But again, the OIG, she'll join us next week, and I appreciate her taking the time to get to the bottom of the story. Coming up next, we are going to talk about Mike Waltz. We'll also talk about a taxpayer-funded program in rural areas here in Maryland. And again, it goes back to gender and all these other issues that we don't want to pay for with federal dollars.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Yes, it's Friday. Are you guys as happy as I am? I'm happy. You know what? I will say, over the weekend, I'll see some stories that appear, and I just want to like hop on and, you know, hop on the mic and say, hey, guys, call me. I do. I have those moments over the weekend. I don't know. I don't know if you guys think about me the way I think about you, but I do. I think about you guys all the time. And I do hope that you have a great weekend. Real quick, Congressman Kwesi Fume, he's been playing footsies with impeachment. Yes, footsies. Maryland Matters has the story. Believe it or not, and Fume and a few other members of Congress, they're looking to file some articles of impeachment against President Trump. Yes, and that is in regards to how they are deporting some of the illegal immigrants, including Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. And so they were so quick to pull the trigger on it, they didn't realize that they forgot to check whether or not it was legal or illegal to do. So quickly, Congressman Kwaisian Fume pulled his name off of it as fast as he could once he realized that they didn't really cross their T's or dot their I's. And I bring this up because it's like, come on, guys. Like, Fume, I know sometimes your office listens to the show, and I know sometimes you might listen to the show. I know this. All right? Yes, little birdies tell me things. But I have to ask you, and I'm not saying this in a rude way or to be impolite at all. Don't you want to deliver something impactful for your district? Like, does it never keep you up at night knowing that you have most likely the worst school district in the country? Does it not keep you up at night when you see all these stories about the juveniles right there in your district that are carjacking and robbing people at gunpoint? Do you not think about any of those things? You were once the head of the NAACP. I know, you know, it must mean to you, right? You've got to care. You have to care about these young black men and what they're dealing with on a daily basis. You have to care that they're not being educated and they're not going to be set up for success like you were. You lived a life where you've told your story, and I admire you for that. Not everybody has the same journey. But Congressman Kwaisian Fume, you have told your story and you have overcome a lot. Don't you want that for some of the young black men in your district? Look, I know it's cute and you can raise money off of this impeachment situation. And I know it'll probably give you all the photo ops that you need, like, you know, the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge or the protests for federal workers being laid off that were just sitting on their butts not doing anything. I know all of those things get you the photos that you need. But I just want you to just think for a minute, just think about the respect and what kind of photo op you would receive if you actually did something impactful for the less fortunate in your district. Just consider it. I'm not, again, not trying to be rude. I'm not. But this is why I ran for the 7th District in 2020. You told everybody you were running for the 7th District in 2020 because you felt the same way that I did. But your actions since then show me that you don't. You never thought the same way I did. It's impossible. Because you have just been sitting there. We saw the video of you at Morgan State University with the Soul Train line. Yeah, look, you've been having fun. And I expect you to have fun. But at the same time, please do something for the constituents in your district that have been failed, not just by their parents, not just by the school system, not in some cases just by the justice system. Please do something. Before you retire, do something where people can point to it and say, you know what? This is what Congressman Kwaisian Fume did while he was in office. This is what he did. This is what he accomplished. Have them build a statue of you. You know? Just think about it. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about Mike Waltz. We'll also talk about this gender study that we're paying for. Federal dollars, $7 million federal dollars going to a gender study. Apparently women can have twigs and berries. Did you know about that, Brian? That's what they're told. Coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's a 15-year high for childhood flu deaths. Public health officials report 216 youngsters succumbed to the flu this season. The U.S. economy continues cranking out jobs. 177,000 people hired last month by America's employers. The unemployment rate for April holding steady at 4.2%. President Trump has named Secretary of State Rubio National Security Advisor, and the president plans to nominate current advisor Mike Waltz for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Communist China continues to complain about the president's drive to level the playing field when it comes to trade. It's been another fiery message, this time from China's Commerce Ministry. Stocks are sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 434 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A quick scan of the Orioles' early season batting averages, and the only thing you can say is, how is this even possible? Three starters, Mountcastle, Rutschman, and Henderson, at 228 or less. Two others, Westberg and O'Neill, on the IL at 217 and 215, respectively. The manager sums it up.
It hasn't gone smooth at all. It's been a tough month. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do rotation-wise. We have a lot of work to do offensively.
The Hope 4 May turnaround begins tonight. Dean Kramer and Michael Wacha for Kansas City. 7:05 first pitch at Camden Yards. CBS Sports releasing its post-NFL draft AFC power rankings, and the Ravens clock in at number one, citing Baltimore's ability to keep left tackle Ronnie Stanley, sign wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and then draft the best rookie safety in Malachi Starks and a top pass rusher in Mike Green. GM Eric DaCosta saying the plan going in was to shore up the defense.
Well, I think, you know, we went into it thinking maybe that we would allocate some resources to that side of the football. I think we got some great football players at important positions, guys that can make plays on the football.
Auto racing this weekend, NASCAR at the Texas Motor Speedway, Saturday at 2, the Miami Grand Prix set for this Sunday at 4. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's a late scratch for the Derby. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
The high today should approach 87 with a mix of clouds and sunshine and winds out of the southwest. There may be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up from this afternoon and through the evening hours, and then partly cloudy overnight with a low down to 64. The chance of rain will increase during the week, and a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Tomorrow, the high near 86, a little bit cooler and still wet on Sunday to wrap up the weekend with some more showers and thunderstorms as the high temperature eventually hits the mid to upper 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Saturday morning from 7 to 8, turn off the tiller, shed those garden gloves, and leave the dirt under your fingernails, because you'll fit right in with the Garden Club with Alan Summers, the Garden Guru. Saturday mornings at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We are talking about a lot. And I really meant it with that little rant there to Congressman Kwesi Enfume. I mean that. I really do. I'm being genuine. I'm not being a jerk. I promise you that. I think that, you know, your story, the things that you overcome in your life, Congressman, and the fact that you are a congressman and you've been put in these positions, I believe that God may have had other plans for you. And I think to allow those to go to waste, I feel like, you know, why? Why allow that? You know, your life could have been much different with the path that you were on. You could have been in jail, prison. You could have been, on 6 feet under. I mean, look, think about it. The lifestyle that you were living previously. But you were given a second chance. And so I would think that that would mean something to you and that you would want to do something impactful. I don't know. Just me. Again, not trying to be a jerk at all. Obviously, I wanted to mention what's been going on with the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz. As we were sitting here yesterday, Sean Casey came to the studio and said, you might want to check breaking news. And I did. And there it said that he was either resigning from National Security Advisor or he was fired. It was not clear exactly who pulled the trigger, but it doesn't really matter now because now Mike Waltz will be the UN ambassador. If you recall, Elise Stefanik out of New York, that was going to be her position. But as Matt Gaetz left the House and the majority became even more slim for us Republicans, Elise Stefanik made the courageous decision to not take that promotion to UN ambassador and to stay in her seat in New York so that we could still have her vote on the House floor. And I'm going to think, like I said before, she's so young. Talk about a rising star. That she's going to be something. You know what? If I'm looking at the first female president, you know, and I'm not saying 2028 or 2032. It's going to be probably a little bit, you know, further down than that. I think Elise could be that person. I really do. She's still so young. She's still under 30, I believe. So young. Anyways, so Mike Waltz, he will be the UN ambassador. And right now you've got Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He will now be the interim National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State. So, of course, there were a lot of comments online and they were like, oh, wait a minute. So he's going to be advising himself, that guy Marco? There's nothing he can't do. Right. So, of course, you know, a lot of people are weighing in, especially those on the left are like, well, how is he going to do that? You know, you got to have somebody else out there. And of course, you had President Trump. He did make a note on Truth Social. I did put in my notes here. What do you think is stopping President Trump from selling Truth Social to like Elon Musk? What's stopping him? Because at this point, and maybe it's because I'm lazy, you know, you got to go back and forth from Truth Social to X, and Trump, you know, they don't announce these things on X because he has Truth Social. I don't know. Does he really still need Truth Social? I don't know. Well, anyways, this is what he said on Truth Social. Again, this is President Trump. He said, I'm pleased to announce that I will be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next United States Ambassador of the United Nations. From his time in uniform on the battlefield in Congress and as my national security advisor, Mike Waltz has worked hard to put our nation's interests first. I know he will do the same in his new role. In the interim, you've got Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He'll serve as the national security advisor while continuing his strong leadership at the State Department. Together, we will continue to fight tirelessly to make America and the world safe again. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Again, that was President Trump on Truth Social. And so a lot of people were speculating that Mike Waltz was getting the boot because of the Signal chat. And look, I'm, you know where I've stood on this issue. If that was the Biden administration talking about, you know, those plans on Signal, yes, I would have been raising the alarm and I would have said, this is unacceptable. And that's what I've said for this, too. And I've said, look, either tighten it up or make some moves, make some changes, because that was embarrassing. It was an unforced error. And the fact that they were even talking about any of that on Signal, and then they had that journalist that ended up in the conversation, the whole thing was crazy. Now, this also goes back, because remember, they did remove some individuals, they believe, that were leaking over there at the Pentagon and with DOD. And I do wonder, because those guys have come forward and said that they were not part of the leak whatsoever. Even one of those guys ended up doing an interview, I think a sit-down with Tucker Carlson, and he was talking about it with Tucker. I don't know where that's going to go, but I have a feeling it's not the last that we've heard of that conversation. So we'll see what happens. Christopher in Kaysville, he writes in the text line, not a government union fan, but I think the trash truckers should be taken care of. They work hard. Everyone appreciates it. They deserve it. Christopher, I'm right there with you. They do need raises. And if you're looking at the budget for DPW, it's astonishing. And again, the head of DPW, another one just like Sonia Santelices, making a ton of money at the top, right? Six-figure salaries. You got all these people at the very top making all this money. And this is what the Democrats, they complain all the time. And they'll say, look at Walmart. You know, the Walmart employees are not making anything, but the CEO's got this and this guy's got that. And they do the same thing with these agencies in the city. Sonia Santelices, now why would she be making $500,000 a year with the results that she's had? Ridiculous. Anyways, yes, I agree with you, Christopher. Like I said, in case you missed it, the OIG, she's kind enough to come on the show. Looks like she's going to try to get here in studio. Isabel Cummings, she will be with us on Thursday of next week. So please make sure you tune in, because I have obviously lots of questions on that. And also some of the investigations that she's done in the past that have come up in Baltimore City that she's been working on. And she's a very busy woman. So the fact that she's coming on WCBM, huge. Absolutely huge to come here in studio to talk about all those different things. I did want to just put this out there for you, because we talk often about how there are so many taxpayer-funded programs out there that are trying to confuse children with, you know, gender and the gender ideology. And the last thing we want is for our children to be learning any of these things, but also we don't want to pay for it with our tax dollars. All right. Well, there is a taxpayer-funded program that is through the Maryland Department of Health, and they receive $7 million as they are targeting rural areas with this conversation. Take a listen.
A taxpayer-funded program targets rural Maryland counties with a plan to teach children about different gender identities. Patrick Hoff from our Spotlight on Maryland team investigates some of the controversial aspects of the program.
Not every woman is able to carry a pregnancy. Some women, again, remember our three categories, some women might have a penis and testicles.
That was a part of a training for Maryland public school teachers hosted by Planned Parenthood in 2023. Now, educators learned how to use gender-neutral language in the classroom.
Instead of saying women can get periods, what can we say?
Folks with uteruses.
Come on, Elaine had the Wheaties this morning. I like it. Okay. Well,
I would actually say people who menstruate, because not everyone with a uterus menstruates.
Ooh, I like it.
Now, Spotlight on Maryland was able to obtain this video because it's paid for by your taxpayer dollars.
The Maryland Department of Health has received about $7 million from the federal government since 2020 to run the True You Maryland program. It distributes these taxpayer dollars to health departments in six Maryland rural counties: Allegheny, Dorchester, Somerset, Washington, Wicomico, and Worcester, as well as Johns Hopkins University and the Healthy Teen Network. Documents show the program is scheduled through 2028 and aims to lower birth rates, sexually transmitted infections, and inequities in rural Maryland. A federal grant award states that TrueU oversees four unnamed Maryland school districts as they implement something called the Positive Prevention Plus Sex Education Curriculum, which includes lessons about different gender identities.
Children start to recognize their gender identity at about 2 years old.
This is a teacher training led by Alicia Miller of the Wicomico County Health Department in 2023. The presentation focused on how educators should use Positive Prevention Plus in the classroom.
For example, instead of saying boys produce sperm, an educator can say testicles produce sperm. Instead of saying menstruation is when a girl sheds the lining of her uterus, we can say Menstruation is when the lining of the uterus sheds.
Still, it's unclear which of the rural Maryland school districts participated in these trainings and used the Positive Prevention Plus curriculum. None of the six counties confirmed that TrueU resources were required in their schools. Other presentations we obtained from the TrueU program instructed teachers on how to promote, quote, fat pride.
But what we really want, again, we want to prevent our kids' first diet, and we want to foster their own ability to maintain their intuitive eating skills, because we want them to eat without guilt, without rules, without restrictions.
The Maryland Department of Health did not respond to the following questions. Who participates in TrueU? Were these trainings required for teachers in participating counties? Is there a policy requiring teachers to use gender-neutral language?
The TrueU website removed the list of its partners after our initial report about the program last year. Now, we'll continue to investigate who participates in TrueU and whether the federal government will renew taxpayer funds for the program. For Spotlight on Maryland, I'm Patrick Huff.
All right. That is disturbing, to say the least. So, again, you have these quote-unquote progressives, and they want to take the word woman out of lots of this conversation. I don't know why they hate women so much. I really don't. I don't know. What have we done to you? Well, anyways, this is taxpayer-funded, $7 million. And again, this goes through the Maryland Department of Health. Now, we talked about this as Moms for Liberty. Remember Rosalind Hansen was on the show because they were at the Supreme Court because what's been going on in Montgomery County and the fact that parents can't opt out of some of these teachings. Well, we learned from her, and there was another teacher that called here on the line. I wonder, was she in Colorado? I can't remember exactly where she was. But we've had people call in. Oh, Brian, the producer says yes. Look at your memory, Brian. We've had people call in and talk to us about the fact that even though we are tackling, you know, some of the curriculum in the classroom, you have to remember a lot of what you're seeing is also coming from the Maryland Department of Health. And so parents, you know, we got to also pay attention to the coursework in the health classes. Okay, sometimes we're thinking about, you know, some of these other classes, because sometimes they have like sex ed and all this other stuff, and they've been doing that from the beginning of time, right? But, you know, don't just pay attention to that piece of it. Also pay attention to what they're being taught in health class, because that's how they're getting a lot of this in. Now, if you also notice there, they're targeting rural areas. We talked yesterday about how Jake Day, he is going to be, well, He's got an exploratory committee out there. I don't want to put any words in his mouth. He's got an exploratory committee out there, and he is trying to find out whether or not he can actually challenge Congressman Andy Harris, right? Now, that came out in the Maryland Matters, in the Maryland Matters article. I said that I don't think that he could really do much of anything when it comes to Representative Andy Harris just because of, you know, the numbers. Now, remember, Jake Day is the secretary of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, right? So this is somebody else that's in Wes Moore's cabinet. When you're putting all the puzzle pieces together, it is very obvious to me that when Governor Wes Moore stepped in, and I would say even with some of these other delegates, like we've talked about Atterbury, right, Vanessa Atterbury, we were talking with Delegate LaToya Cogolo about House Bill 161. There's been some bills that have been put forward by these quote-unquote progressives, and I do believe they all have the same agenda and the same plan to just change the way that kids think about whether it's gender, their sexuality, or what have you. And I also got a message here about a mother in Frederick that found out that their kids were reading about incest and other things. I'm going to dive into that over the weekend so we can talk about it next week. But this is clearly an agenda, right? There is a reason why they're targeting rural areas. There's a reason why that even with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, that they're taking it through areas where they're, you know, Republicans, or even I'll just say, you know, areas that aren't so progressive, right? They want to do that with the extension courses, data services or data centers. And they're thinking about eminent domain. They are targeting rural areas purposely. Okay. Jake Day announcing that he has exploratory committee out there. Why would you say such a thing? Because they want to make sure that people know, those that already have those talking points and that agenda on their to-do list, they want to make sure that they're still fighting hard. And this is what I was saying before. this is what I was saying before. You know, as Republicans, we look at some of these areas, the blue areas, and we'll say, oh, that's unwinnable. You know, we're not even going to go over there. We're not going to knock on doors. We're not going to do any of this. We're not going to do any of that. Well, the Democrats don't say that. They don't say that at all. They push hard in areas that are deep red. And what they're trying to do is inch their way further and further as they chip away. Now, we'll continue back and we'll look at this investigation by Spotlight on Maryland, which is, again, it's coupled with Fox 45. Patrick Huff, that's all with Fox 45. They're the ones doing all this investigative work. But we'll take a look at this because they're still trying to decide which schools participated in this. They know which counties. They want to know which schools. And so we'll keep our eye on this. But just know that there is this agenda to really just change this entire conversation around gender, transitioning, the LGBTQIA community. So when you see Moms for Liberty or all those that are standing up against this, please tell them thank you, okay? Tell them thank you because it's happening. And the $7 million coming from the federal level, you know, we got to figure out whether or not you've got, because I guess this would fall under RFK Jr.'s agency. I think this is something that he would look into. So I'm going to have to send a couple emails. But you know what? If we all send emails that way, perhaps they can take a look at this and they can pull back this money. You know, to say that women can have twigs and berries. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The attack on our children on a daily basis. And it's disturbing. And this is how we're hearing more and more about, you know, these stories. And I don't know if it's because of social media, but, you know, it's not lost on me that we continue to hear these stories about, you know, teachers with minors and all this other stuff. It's out of control. It truly is. It's like they're trying to blur this line between, you know, adulthood and the minors. And when it comes to talking about sexual preferences, like what are we doing exactly? So, again, thank you, Spotlight on Maryland, for exposing this. Of course, we'll keep our eye on it. And I am going to send some emails to see where do you go from here? Because, no, our tax dollars should not be going to this. And I would think that Doge would have found something like that. So I don't know if this is on their list, but, you know, now it's time to ask questions. All right, coming up next, the Preakness musical lineup has been revealed, and I'll share that with you before I go on this Friday.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
At WCVM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCVM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCVM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness. And they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know what that means. That's right, it is Friday. And the last segment of Kim Plays It Live. But don't go anywhere, you got Rob Carson coming up next. He has a great show planned for you. Also, I'm taking a little field trip today. You know, I can't give too much information out just yet. But, you know, as you have, like, the Chuck Roast coming up, and I know Sean Casey had his big event with Doug at Nino Mangione this week. Just, you know, WCBM is hard at work getting us out there and in the community and talking to many of you and meeting with you. Don't forget the tickets for that Crab Feast with and Chuck Roast. They're on WCBM.com right now. June 20th is the date of the Crab Feast and Chuck Roast. So get your tickets because you probably saw the tickets sell out pretty fast, okay? They sell out pretty fast. Also, while you're there, don't forget to take part in the poll. Do you think Governor Wes Moore is preparing for a presidential run? 93% of you say yes. 7% of you say no. I think that he absolutely is. But I also wanted to tell you that I am working on an event, and hopefully you're going to enjoy it, and it'll be in October. And I'm almost certain you're going to love it. Now, we do have, oh, Ken Matthews is filling in for Rob Carson today. Sorry about that. So Ken has a great show planned for you, so don't go anywhere. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Preakness lineup. We usually have, you know, it's always so negative on this show. I blame Brian, the producer, actually. I don't, you know what? I put the show plan together, but it's his fault that there's a lot of negativity. That's what's going on. Well, anyways, here's the Preakness lineup. I think it's a pretty good one. Take a listen.
In a few weeks, we'll be pulling out our big hats, right, and getting the black-eyed Susans ready.
And now we know who will take the stage before and after the Preakness Stakes. Wyclef Jean and T-Pain will both perform at Pimlico Racecourse. Jean will play trackside during the national NBC broadcast. T-Pain will then take the stage immediately after the final race. And you'll be able to see that show from the grandstand, the VIP areas, or through a live stream. And unlike in years past, there is not an infield only setup.
All right, there you have it. Wyclef Jean and T-Pain. Yeah, I noted last year it was Jack Harlow. I think before that it was Megan Thee Stallion, right? There was one year that it was bad. It was really bad. And I think it was Megan Thee Stallion year. And I thought to myself, I'm like, with all the people that go to Preakness and, you know, they bet on the horses, is that the same crowd that listens to Megan Thee Stallion? I would say no. I would say no. But I think there are a lot of people that like Wyclef, and I think there are definitely people that like T-Pain. He's got that one song, I Like the Bartender, right? He's got a lot of hits. He was just at Coachella, and I know that not because I went, but because I saw the video circulating on Instagram, and it looked like he had a really good time, a really great show. He had some backup dancers flipping all over the place. So look, they better bring that energy to the Preakness. Brian, are you going to the Preakness? You're not going? All right. I doubt I go to. We'll see. There's still time. I love the hats. I love, you know, getting dressed up and the look. I think that's a lot of fun. Usually it rains on Preakness, which is never fun. But hopefully it'll stay nice and sunny. So if you're wondering who the lineup or who's in the lineup, Wyclef Jean and T-Pain. And I think they're pretty good picks. And hopefully it'll be a success. I know the last few years, I think they said the turnout was kind of low. But I also believe it might have been also caused by the weather. Because there was, you know, that one year, I think, was that 2 years ago? I mean, it was straight up thunderstorms, like lightning coming. It's like, oh my God, this is dangerous. All right, anyways, hopefully you guys had fun listening to the show today. And like I said, got some great guests coming up for you next week. One being the OIG in Baltimore City, Isabel Covey. I hope you have a great weekend. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you on Monday, almost said tomorrow, on Monday at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime.